Broadcasting from Florida Tech, this is WFIT Melbourne, 89.5 FM. My name is Todd Kennedy, and I am pleased to welcome Ken Holt and the Who I Am Band. Thank you for coming in today.
You're very welcome.
And can you introduce the band that we have today?
Absolutely. We'll start back behind me on the drums, Mr. Corbin Nappy. Mr. Corbin Nappy, yay! And all right, give him a hand, Jake. All right. And right next to Corbin, playing the bass, Mr. Kerry Morris. Making his own crowd noise there. Kerry Morris. On the guitar, Mr. Jake Salter. No stranger to many of you folks, Mr. Jake Salter. To my left on vocals from the Adirondack Mountains of New York and Vermont, Miss Mary Kate Brennan. Singing with us today, and over on the keys, Howard Larrabee. Yay, Howard. Yeah, that's us, man.
So the Ken Holt Band will be performing at our Sonic Waves Music Festival on Saturday, April 8th from 12 until 6. It's a free festival, and they are one of the performers, and they have just released a new album called Who I Am With You, and we would love to hear a track from that.
All right, man. The first song we're going to play for you is a song called Say You Will. It's actually the first track on the record. And it goes something like this. Can you keep a secret? Show you my Asian dragon tattoo. Reveal my deepest feelings. Dreams I'm dreaming. Like my tattoo, they're only for you. Say you will. Come on now, say you will. What's your favorite color? I'll get some flowers, a bouquet too. It's nice to share, we can hand them all out. Say you will, come on now, say you will. We won't be gone long, maybe a lifetime. Say you will. When we go driving in my window van, you and I, ocean and sand. Turn up the radio, turn up the jams, man. I feel like dancing at the taco stand. Say you will. Come on now, say you will. We won't be gone long, maybe a lifetime. Say you will. Say you will. I hope you do. I want you to know how much you really love being with you. I want you to know how much you really love being with you. Well, I believe in destiny. Write a love song, a love letter. You got me, I got you. Gonna live together out in the country like Miranda and Jake. Say you will. Come on now, say. Just really love being with you.
Ken Holt on WFIT 89.5 FM with the Who I Am Band. That is Say You Will from their new album they have just released. And the name of the album is called Who I Am With You. What is the meaning of that? Is there a deeper significance to it?
Yeah, the whole Who I Am thing. I wanted a name for the project and for the band, you know, that was very honest, something that really honestly and I'll say authentically reflected me and the music and the, you know, the band and all the people that are in the band. You know, so, you know, for instance, like when we step on the stage there on the 8th at 1:15, you know, right? My goal
you
would
got
be,
it.
Well, I got it, man. My goal would be that, you know, all the music that we play, you know, the lyrics that we sing, the words that we say to the crowd, you know, the vibe that we present to the crowd, I mean, the way we look, that all of it, everything that we do would, you know, would help the people in the crowd and the people listening to our music to, you know, help them to know who we are as people and who we are as a band, you know, something that authentically and honestly reflects who we are, you know. So it's been a very freeing thing for me, really, because everything we do, I can say, you know, I mean, this really is a piece of who I am. So let's do it, you know.
So even though your name is on the cover, though, it's really a band. It's all united together.
Yeah, I mean, we are a brand new band. You know, this is actually our first it's our first gig. You know, first time. You know, we've been doing some rehearsal. This is our first gig, but it's a band. I mean, I come from a band background, so I think in terms of band. So my hope is that everybody that's playing here today, all these people that I'm, you know, thrilled to be playing with, that all of them would come to feel, and you know, this band really represents a part of who I am too. You know, everyone would have some ownership and say, this is really authentic for me as well.
Now, it took you a long time, or you spent a lot of time recording this, and the new album has like a who's who of the local music scene. There's a lot of wonderful local musicians on there.
Right, right.
How did you put all those people together?
Well, you know, some of the folks on the record are people, as you say, that I've played with in other configurations, like you know, Anna Lusk and Howard Parrish. I played with those guys in you know, in a Honey Miller configuration. You know, I've sung with Anna quite a few times, and so when it came time to do the record, I definitely, those were people that I wanted to pull in, you know, and then you know, Mary Kate. I met Mary Kate at a local gig and said, man, if I can say this, there's a little woman with a big voice, man. I definitely want her on the record. And then, you know, and then some folks were just, you know, we came to know through the whole studio process, came to know Howard in the studio. And I heard Jake play live. And actually, Jake's in the process of making, you know, finishing up his own album now, you know, at the same studio that I recorded this. So, and Corbin, you know, Corbin came through Jake and Kerry, everybody I talked to said, Kerry Morris, he's the guy, man. You definitely want Kerry on bass. They said that about you. Yes, they did, Kerry.
It was
so,
all good.
Yeah, it was all
okay,
good.
Then.
So, you know, so I, you know, I really feel real blessed to use that word, you know, to have this collection of people playing with me.
You have a great band today. Now, the first single from the album is Claim This Land. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Claim This Land. This is a song that I actually entered this song just this week in the Independent Music Awards. It's the Independent Music Awards is kind of like the Grammys for independent musicians, you know, and you enter your own tunes, you know. And I heard from them. I'd entered some things. I heard from them and said they were looking for songs in the social action category of the Independent Music Awards. So I said, you know, I got a song that I think fits in the social action category. And it's this next song, Claim This Land, because I think this song challenges us to social action. It challenges us, I think, to put our words into action in very specific ways that I think the song will speak to.
All right. So let's have some action in the studio here. And we're going to hear Claim This Land. We have the Ken Holt Band, the Who I Am Band, in our studio today.
Take my hand, cross the river. Take my hand, across the sea. Take my hand, across the ocean. take my hand and come with me to a place where children go, to a place where children laugh, to a place where children learn to love. Take my hand,
take my hand,
claim this land, yeah. Touch my hand through the fences, touch my hand and take the key. Touch my hand over the walls. Touch my hand and pray with me
for a place where children grow. For a place where children live. For a place where children.
Some say don't hold my hand, come walk with me,
yeah, to a place
where children grow,
to a place
where children laugh,
to a place
where children
Ken Holt Band on WFIT 89.5 FM, and you can see them at our Sonic Waves Music Festival taking place on the campus of Florida Tech on Saturday, April 8th, along with so many other great bands. And it's a big free concert, and it's a big celebration of people supporting public radio for over 41 years, and it's just kind of a big party for us. And we have the Ken Holt Band playing. Now, Ken, you're originally from Jacksonville, right?
That's right, yep.
You played in bands in Jacksonville?
I played in a lot of bands in Jacksonville up through, you know, high school and college and all that kind of thing. Went to JU, Jacksonville University.
Yeah, I know it well.
You know it well.
And from Jacksonville, you ended up in Maine. It seems a long way to go.
Yeah, it is a very long way. I don't think I even knew where Maine was until I had the opportunity to go there. I met a guy at JU who was from Kennebunkport, Maine, you know, a real maniac. And he said to me, he said, you know, would you like to go to Maine for the summer? We just graduated, you know. Would you like to go to Maine for the summer and play some gigs on the coast of Maine? I said, sure, why not? We'll go up to, that'll buy me 4 more months before I have to get a job, you know.
Eat lobsters and fried clams.
Eat lobsters and fried clams for 4 months, you know. This is great, you know. I'll get a job later, Mom. Yeah, I promise. So I went to Maine, and you know, long story short, 10 years later, see what can happen. You can be very careful. College graduates, what you say yes to. So anyway, yeah. So I wound up in Maine, and just it was a great 10 years playing with some guys up there, yeah.
So you are no stranger to the rock and roll world, right? Because you were signed to MCA Records?
Yeah, we're on MCA, the band that I played with up there. We were on MCA for a couple of years, and we did a couple records with them, and toured around, had a whole thing, and you know, our biggest gig, our biggest claim to fame gig, you know, the biggest Rush gig was we opened for The Who at the Boston Garden.
Really?
In front of 30,000 people, you know. So we're like, Well, it was pretty exciting, you know.
Did you get to hang out with Pete Townsend?
No, no. The security seemed to have another vision for our relationship, so I couldn't get real close to Pete.
I've heard that happen sometimes.
Yeah, I kind of got shoved off to the side in the hallway, you know.
But you were on the same stage at the Boston Garden.
We shared the same stage, yeah. Well, you know, and the guitar players are using little Fender Twin Reverbs with 212s, and of course, you know what Pete Townsend used. So I mean, it was a big difference between what we had and what they had, but it was all good.
It's a claim to fame, you know.
It's a claim to fame.
There you go. So you have just released the new album, Who I Am, yes, with you, as we talked about here.
Yeah, we have our website is www.whoiam.band. Real easy to remember. That's the reason I'm using that. Whoiam.band. You can go on whoiam.band, and you can get the album, either a physical copy, or you can get a digital copy. I've got posters and T-shirts and stickers and all the stuff, you know. And the album's also on, kind of the usual suspects. It's on CD Baby and iTunes and Spotify and Amazon.com and all those places. But I would encourage folks to go directly to the website, you know, whoiam.band.
Simple enough.
Yeah,
keep
simple
it simple. Enough. Well, we have the Ken Holt Band in our studio today, and we have time for one more song. So you can play a song from the new album?
Yes, sir. This song is called Invincible. Four on the floor. Said the cops could catch me if they tried, I'm sure. Parties all night and he never needs to sleep, no. He got a glazed over look like a zombie on a TV.
Jungle like a
Ken Holt on WFIT with the Who I Am Band. And Ken, can you introduce the band one more time?
One more time. Yeah, Corbin Nappy on the drums. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kerry Morris on the bass guitar. Jake Salter on the guitar. Howard Larrabee on the keys over there. And to my left, Mary Kate Brennan on the vocals. Yeah. And I'm Ken. I'm Ken Holt. Did I leave anybody out? Just me.
We got everybody?
No.
No. Okay.
That's it.
All right. That's the Ken Holt Band on WFIT, and you can see them at our Sonic Waves Music Festival on Saturday, April 8th, and they will be performing along with Hot Pink and the Shabooms. Guys, thank you so much for coming in today. It was a blast.
You're very welcome, man. We had a great time. Thanks for having us, Todd. Yeah.